He is Jalen Anthony Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
People, what they want.
Always giving you a very special weekend edition of Jalen and Jacoby. Mr. Rose, I want to talk to you about something. The suit yesterday at the draft. This is the pod. It's just the family listening right now. So when you told me, you're like, oh, it's got a little pattern on it. Like, oh, it's a suit. It's a black and silver suit. I thought it was going to be like subtle. You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be like understated. You said paisley, so I thought maybe like the paisley was just kind of like something you had to like really come up close to look at. No. You looked like a set of curtains. Loud. How did it feel to outdress the young men there?
Well, I got a budget now. You know, in 94, I ain't have a budget. I had two options. Red and white pinstripe with the red gators. Lime green with lime green gators. The gentlemen and the WNBA young ladies are just so much more polished and mature. Social media helps. Their support group and their parenting helps. Everything that goes into the development of a young person matters. But it's just remarkable to me. And I want everybody to remember I said this. This is like one of my important traits. You know this.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
You know I pay attention to young people who sound older than they are.
Yep.
And when you get a chance, listen to Kay Cunningham talk and be reminded that Jalen told you that he's only 19 years old. 19 years old. He's more mature than me right now. And that translates as a human being because there's a score of the game and there's the game of life. And he's a guy. And there are a few guys in this draft. I saw that with Jalen Suggs and Green that would be successful without basketball.
Mm-hmm. You always say that.
And that life skill to me lets me know, yeah, they're going to be terrific basketball players and all-stars and all-NBA and all of that good stuff. And K going to win a championship in Detroit. That's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's all. I'm already putting that in the atmosphere. That's going to happen. Playoffs next year. But the remarkable thing for me is their maturity. So yeah, we marvel at the fashion. They looked amazing. Tailored suits, nice diamonds, great haircuts, stylish inseams. Extremely impressive young people. And so for me to be able to be born in the NBA family because my father was the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up falling in love with the game because my mother introduced me to it. And then being drafted and almost 30 years removed from my draft day. The other more notable thing that I couldn't sit there and ignore is that Jalen is a common name.
Oh, yeah. But they're not second round picks. They're lottery picks. I'm surprised Jalen Suggs didn't get picked by the Raptors. That was kind of the first surprise to me of last night, watching everything go down.
And I remember being at the draft when Jaylen Brown got drafted. I had just saw him that morning on Sway in the Morning, and he was projected to go like 8 or 9. And I literally got a text like 5 seconds after I met him. I was like, you going higher than you think. And I was telling that to his team. He also so mature.
So he's when you say successful without basketball, like he's gonna take your job.
Yes.
We don't even have to change the logo.
Yes.
It'll still be Jalen and Jacoby. But I'd much rather work with him. He'll be prepared on time. Have research. He'll be joining the group chats. Yeah, he'll be working on stuff. Yeah, exactly. Jaylen Brown, if you're listening right now, I got a spot for you, dog. I got a spot for you.
But yeah, it always feels nice to look good. I remember having the insecurities of a draft pick. The night before the draft, Jacoby, when you look closer at my draft pick, look under my left eye. There's a brown spot under my eye because I doctored, picked, and busted a bump underneath my eye for like 6 hours that night. Alcohol, peroxide, I put a pin in it. Like, I'm a master at popping bumps on your face. Expert.
You always tell that story. Like, the idea that you slipped to 12 is crazy to
13.
Me. The idea that you wore that suit is crazy to me. But if you ask Jaylen about the draft, all he talks about is this damn pimple.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's all you talk about.
Because that was my...
That's the existence that you lived. But yes, we all lived a very different existence of that evening.
Yes, yes. Because that's still the insecurities that young people who now are called to be on the big stage. Look at Naomi Osaka. Look at Simone Biles. Like, I was a...
Let's talk about Simone Biles, because this Olympic update is brought to you by CarMax. If it's time to sell your car, go for sold. With an instant offer from CarMax, find out what your car's worth with an instant offer from CarMax.com. CarMax, the way it should be. You mentioned Simone Biles.
I didn't realize at 17 years of age I was a superstar. I didn't really know I was famous outside of my hood until I went to KMEL Summer Jam and MC Hammer and EPMD and all of my favorite acts knew who I was. That's when I was like, whoa. Like, this is before social media. This is, you know, this is before YouTube and also word travel.
Before the Big Ten Network. Like, if it wasn't a national yes. game, I'm not watching the Fab Five.
Yes.
Like, unless you were on Saturday on NBC or correct. Whatever, like, I wasn't watching the correct. Fab Five. I probably watched like 6 Fab Five games outside the tournament.
So you see me now, there's a reason why I want to be fashionably dressed. I want to have a fresh cut.
How do you explain that shirt then?
Oh, this is cold.
No.
This is da, 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 da. Please watch Jaylen and Jacoby show today at 2 p.m. Let Jacoby know. Let my partner in crime, who's a wonderful husband and dad, let him know that this is stylish. And also let him know, I remember we had a joke on the show, that you don't need to have sex in the bedroom.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Reg, do not support this behavior.
I remember there was a time when we were talking, we had one of our callers call in, and they were telling us about bed bugs.
Yeah, shout to bed bugs.
Right?
Shout to that guy.
I was telling him, like, if she gets to the crib, you ain't never got to go to the room.
Yeah, that was like when the Olympic athletes were like, oh, these cardboard beds are anti-sex. Like, they're Olympic athletes. They'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly. They're pretty flexible.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
You know what I'm saying? They have a lot of dexterity.
They'll be fine.
You know what I'm saying?
This Olympic update is brought to you by CarMax. If it's time to sell your car, go for sold with an instant offer from CarMax. Find out what your car is worth with an instant offer from CarMax.com. CarMax, the way it should be. Kate Cunningham gets it done. And this segment is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call us, click Grainger.com/Jacoby, or just stop by. Mr. Rose.
What up, though?
We heard Cade Cunningham himself say it on the program today. He didn't have to say the word, but he said the word. What word did he say?
Playoffs?
He said playoffs.
You're talking playoffs?
He said playoffs.
And I didn't even have to. I tried to tell you. The impact that LaMelo Ball had with the Hornets is going to be equivalent to Cade Cunningham. Remember I told you that.
Okay. Let's talk about this then.
Okay.
Mr. Rose, let's talk about this.
Pull up the standings.
Oh, no, that's what I'm doing. Will the Detroit Pistons have a better record?
Okay.
Than the Celtics?
No.
Than the Miami Heat?
No.
Than the Hawks?
No.
Than the Bucks?
No.
Then the Nets.
No.
Then the Sixers.
No.
Then the Pacers.
Maybe.
Then the Hornets.
Maybe.
Then the Wizards.
Maybe.
So you're basically hoping for an 8 seed. You see what's happening here.
How many teams did you name? 7. You see, I'm about right. You see my landing spot is about right.
In that play-in tournament, my man's going to have to put up 30 in that play-in. Like, we don't like to skip through the regular season, but there's 7 teams that are going to have a better record than the Pistons this year.
But the 7 and 8 seed in the East have been revolving doors for lower than 500 teams.
Disagree. The Magic have been the 8 seed for like 10 years in
a row. And what did they do with their team?
Remember when they beat the Raptors in game 1? When the Raptors won the whole thing? People forget that game 1. I remember exactly where I was. It was my birthday party.
Like, oh man, big like, boost. Oh.
Yeah, Vucevic. I think it was like Jameer Nelson or something. It was like, yeah. Whew. Yeah, man, I don't know. But the Pistons are going to be in a play-in. They're going to be in a play-in tournament. They're going to be in a play-in tournament. And shout out to K getting it done for Grant.
There we go. There we go.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about something on wax that we've only talked about off wax.
Okay.
You have committed to playing pickup basketball with me this Sunday.
I'll be there. I'm excited.
Do you have your orthotics? Do you have them?
I got them.
Do you have shoes?
I got them.
Before you come to play pickup, can you do something for me?
What?
Cut your sleeves off. Because every time I play pickup with you, we have to delay the game by 5 minutes because you need to rip your sleeves off.
Somebody got some scissors.
Scissors anywhere? We got some scissors? So can you cut your sleeves before you get to the court?
I have no choice but to cut my sleeves. I'm basically busting out of my shirts anyway. Yeah, all I got to do is pull it enough.
You look good last night. You look skinny last night.
I'm just joking.
Me and Quincy were watching you in the draft.
Shout out nephew. I got to take him to the crab spot.
You want to go to crab spot? They're excited about it.
Yeah, I would love to.
We'll do that Monday.
Let's do it.
What do you want to do Tuesday?
Versus Dipset living off experience. We gonna make it. We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
I can't wait for this.
They got anthems, both of them.
I can't wait for this.
Anthems.
I'm really glad that Styles and Jim sort of recognize the fact that they're just talking over social, because I got concerned for a while. I got concerned for a while.
That's their role on the team.
Like, this is too much.
That's their role on the team. Jim is Capo.
Giannis Haslam.
Jim is Capo.
Morris twins.
You know what I'm saying? Styles, you know, he's Holiday. You know, the ghost. You know, they just instigating. You notice that Jada and Cam not in those videos. You notice Sheik.
I'm vaccinated.
Joel's not in those videos.
I got the antibodies running through my veins. I'm going to Dipset Locks.
Dipset.
I'm not worried about coronavirus.
Dipset.
Take my mask off. I can't wait.
Dipset.
I can't wait. You don't want to play ball before that?
Set.
We can play ball right before. Get there right on time.
No. I need pregame.
Yeah, Jalen said he needed
before
to focus.
Before Dipset.
I was trying to play ball with Jalen before Dipset Locks. And he was like, no, I gotta get ready.
I got pregame.
I have to listen to the songs.
I got to listen to the songs. Yeah. I got to go eat good. I got to go have a couple of beverages. I got to ease into that. No, I can't be focused and sweating and playing basketball. Trying to.
I was at lunch with Jalen a couple days ago, and I was like, Jalen, look, on Tuesday, like, you know, I understand if you don't have a plus one for me. I get it. Like, I'll go get my own ticket.
We going together.
Jalen was like, oh, no, I got you. I got you. This is for all the plus ones out there listening. I'm a plus one.
We going,
dog. People don't put me on the list.
We going, dog.
I'm just with someone else. I can't wait for Dipset. Reggie, who you got? Dipset Locks.
I know who he got.
Reggie once said the camera was trash.
That's not fair to Reg. That's not fair to Reg.
Reggie said the Locks.
That's not fair to Reg.
They made up living off experience after the fact they were called the Locks. Because they were called the Warlocks first. And they were like, I don't know about Warlocks. So they became the Locks. I think like it's like witty, unpredictable talent, natural game. Like, y'all just make this stuff up after you name yourself.
How about this? Who are your top 5 MCs of all time?
My top 5 personal, David Jacoby.
Yes.
Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, Redman.
Okay. Reggie. Ooh. So here's what I love. That's marketing 101. Every time you mention Jason/Jadakiss, what is people going to say right after that?
Top 5 dead or alive.
He had a Hall of Fame ceremony. He got a bust. And you know where that Hall of Fame bust has landed?
Right here in the studio.
Jalen and Jacoby Laboratories, baby.
I remember when he gave it to you in Bristol.
Jalen
Bristol,
and Connecticut. Jacoby Laboratories.
You were doing First Take. He was there doing First Take. He had a carry-on suitcase.
I'm like, dog. I'm like, you got the bus here? I'm like, dog, I need that.
He had it in a carry-on suitcase.
I need that, dog. I need that. The only thing you about to go do is put that thing in your house, sit in the basement, and collect dust. You don't care about that.
When Jadakiss was out of sight, Jalen opened up the carry-on suitcases to make sure the bus was in there.
I did.
Right when he was out of sight, you're like, let me check this. Let me make sure.
So I can go grab him.
Yeah, let me make sure.
Like, hey, dog, it ain't in here.
Yes, it's your dirty drawers.
Shout to the Locks. Shout to Dipset. I appreciate the love each of those groups have shown me over the years. If you grace the internet, you see me in the videos, in Yonkers, with the Locks. You see me and Killer Cam with our fur coats on. His was pink, mine was brown. Breaking bread with Capo, Styles P, Chic Luciano, my guy. Welcome home, Jewels. I can't wait for that Versus.
I'm excited.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
Feel like Bark Scott. Can't wait.
Can't wait. All of our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. We always appreciate your calls. Some of the best content that we've ever done has come from you, our listeners, our podcast listeners, the true family. So be part of the show. Call 985-80-JALEN. Join the program just like this.
Shout out, Reg. I know that's mandatory. This is Jackson calling from the PNW. I was just listening to the Lil Yachty tape that dropped a couple months ago, the Concrete Goonies. And that's Atlanta hip-hop featuring some new Detroit rappers. I immediately thought of Jalen. Jalen, could you speak about the Detroit hip-hop evolution and where it is at now? Just showing some love. Peace.
Dope.
Appreciate you so much, Jalen Rose. I don't know if this young man meant to or not, but he came to the right place.
Yeah, he did.
He wants to know about the Detroit hip-hop scene. Is that anything that you know about, Mr. Rose?
I was born in 1973. Hip-hop is credited to be started by some of the four founders, Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc throwing the parties. Like, those four founders. Early 70s, right? 77, 78, Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang, The Message, Grandmaster Flash, who also is a holy grail of hip-hop royalty, who should be a billionaire. Think about this. Grandmaster Flash invented scratching. Just think of that. Just think of that. No one was scratching on a record until Grandmaster Flash did it. He should be a billionaire. He should have more money than Jimmy Iovine. Okay. Anyway, Detroit's musical relevancy has always been substantial, except it wasn't in rap music. Then techno. Then dance. And it was in Motown sound.
Yeah, don't forget soul.
You know what I'm saying? R&B. Classics. And some of the greatest groups led by Berry Gordy, who came out of the Motor City. Our rap for national consumption didn't get the respect that it deserved until Eminem kick down the door. But before then, we still had rappers. Detroit Most Wanted, Chaos and Maestro. I could go on and on and on about the rappers that I grew up listening to, Esham, that are from Detroit. But once Marshall went mainstream and got in the conversation of greatest lyricists of all time, that now made people look at us different. And there may be more talent in Detroit to be discovered. Shout to Royce Nickel 9. You know how much I love him. He an OG. That's my brother. Shout to Trick Trick and the No Fly Zone seasoned veterans. But We had songs like 50 Ninjas Deep that were like Detroit anthems that the rest of the world don't even know about. And now, as it's progressed, we have superstars like Big Sean.
Yep. T-Grizzly.
Like, he's a superstar.
Boldy.
Sada Baby. He killing them. 42 Doug. He killing them. You see him and Lil Baby doing their thing.
Yep.
And he about to be featured on the BMF soundtrack. Lazarus got bars. He our hip-hop doctor. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you love Dej Loaf.
Yep.
Cash Doll. So, like, it's our turn right now is what I want to say. So when you see me saying what up, though, and bossing up before every show and Earl Flynn and during the show, that's real.
And you got Kay Cunningham.
We got Kay Cunningham.
Kay Cunningham.
And we going to have Air.
I like Motorcade.
Motorcade is dope.
Is that going to stick?
Yeah, Motor City, Motorcade.
I like
following
it.
Them, you know.
Yeah, the
show
I like
part,
the whole thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're really excited that Kay Cunningham had the time to join the show today. If you didn't listen to that podcast, make sure you do. And we're really excited to have Kay Cunningham on the Detroit Pistons. And we're really excited to be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen?
And one of the things that musicians and or rappers had to do, in particular in Detroit, you had to also be able to dance. You had to be able to dance. You like, we was like Scoop Lover, my brother, Scrap Lover, the other. We was like trying to copy them. We're not done.